Well, we have a bylaw to discuss, so I will bring on, and his, I think he's had time to change his shirt and his hat and everything else, so Steve, you are on as your bylaws chair persona today.
Okay.
For this, this moment.
Yes, good morning. I can say that for another 10 minutes here on the West Coast. The bylaws committee received one proposed amendment to our bylaws. It was read for the first time on, Wednesday night? Yeah, Wednesday night. Mm. And this morning we are now going to hear it for a second time and then offer a chance for debate. So if we can play the proposed amendment, please.
Spouses and domestic partners, submitted by Margie Donovan and Jeff Tom. Article 6, Officers and Directors. Current language. Section 6.3. All members in good standing are eligible to serve on the Board of Directors. Proposed language. Section 6.3. Except as otherwise provided in these bylaws, all members in good standing are eligible to serve on the Board of Directors. Section 6.4. A. A member shall be prohibited from serving as a member of the Board of Directors at the same time as their spouse or domestic partner is also a member of the Board of Directors. If a member is elected to the Board of Directors, their spouse or domestic partner shall be prohibited from running for election until the term of the elected spouse or domestic partner has expired. B. This applicable only to terms that begin on or after July 1st, 2025. The Bylaws Committee recommends a do not pass.
Okay, that is the amendment. And I guess now...
I do have a technical question. Is this valid since it's a different committee recommending today than it was on Wednesday?
Oh, rub it in. It's another one of those listen to it 17 times and don't catch it. So
until you hear it. So no. Thank you for that, Steve. So do you want to go ahead and conduct the debate, or would you like me?
Yeah, that's fine. Do we want to do what we were saying before and get hands? Actually, you know, before
first of all,
probably,
we need because I there was
because we have to make a resolution.
Hold on, Andrea. Because there was a do not pass recommendation, we will need a motion before we can have any debate on any side of anything.
Mr. President, I'd like to make a motion.
Yes.
I would like, and I'll explain my motion if there's a second. I would like to move that this proposed amendment be referred to the Bylaws Committee.
Second.
Okay, I have a question for Margie, though, before we go any further.
Okay.
Margie, you sent an email to the, I believe it was the CCBL list after this resolution was read.
Well, first of all, any emails to a list are not necessarily valid because, A, we couldn't have discussion until just now, and B,
well, I just,
list,
she said she was going to do something, and I guess I'm confused. Her message didn't make any sense.
Oh, regardless, well, the
yeah,
emails, I
any
have no
emails,
problem.
All right, okay,
yeah,
fine.
Any
okay.
emails to
all
lists
right.
are totally irrelevant to this.
All right, thank so. You. All right, we
and
have three
if,
hands.
If Margie has anything to say,
yeah, that's what
she's
all I was asking.
On board
if
to
she
say
could
was there a second?
I think
yeah.
we should. Oh,
there
I
was.
Mean, I thought I'd,
there
was.
Yes,
yes.
There was. You made the motion to refer right. to the Bylaws Committee, and Jose Verde seconded it.
So I would like to speak to my motion when that time for speaking.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay, so I'm making this motion for a number of reasons. I think this will help to avoid a difficult issue that could be disunifying. But primarily, I am making this motion because there were very constructive discussions in the committee about potentially ways of going forward in a more limited manner, but in a manner that I think will be helpful to many who have concerns. And so rather than, you know, cause, rather than solve rather than really not solve anything but have controversy, I would propose that we refer this back and potentially act on it next year when the committee has had some time to look at the issue entirely.
Thank you, Jeff. And Andrea, you said we had three hands up.
All right. The first one is Joshua Saunders.
Hold on. Remember, let's ask them all to unmute so we can get an idea of which side they are planning
and
to speak on.
Are we debating the amendment at this point, Mr. Chairman, or
we're debating the motion to refer this amendment.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. All right, so we have four hands. Joshua was first, and he's had his hand up since just after the resolution was played. So,
Joshua, and remember, anyone on the panelist side, if you want to speak, just holler your name out.
Yeah, please,
so that we
can
get you on the list, because Andrea's only looking on
participant side. Yeah, I would appreciate that. So, Joshua, go ahead.
Joshua, are you speaking for or against?
But I am speaking definitely against this bylaw change, because I think it'll be very destructive to the organization. But that's as much as I will say at
this
point.
The discussion, we're not necessarily discussing the merits of the bylaw. We're discussing the motion to refer it back to the bylaws committee.
I won't change that then. And I would say I would prefer – I understand.
Hold on. I'm not asking you for your argument. Are you speaking for that motion or against that motion?
I'm speaking against it at this point.
You're speaking against the motion to refer to committee.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, good question.
Go ahead, Rob.
If I vote against this motion, would that cause this to disappear completely?
No. If you vote against this motion, then I think we would be back to having a motion to either pass or not pass the amendment. So if this motion, that's a good question. Thank you for that question. We'll clarify here. So right now we have a motion to refer this bylaw back to committee. If that motion passes, then the amendment would just go back to the bylaws committee for them to work on it over the next year and possibly bring it back to the 2025 convention. If this motion that we have on the table right now fails, then we would have to take a motion to either pass or not pass the original amendment on its own, on its merits. So we're not necessarily discussing the merits of the bylaw. I mean, you may want to say something in there. I don't know about why you would be for or against it in your reasoning of why to refer it or not. But right now the motion is to refer the proposed amendment back to the bylaws committee. So that's what we're speaking for or against here. Does that clarify? Rob?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Thank you for the question. I probably should have.
Okay.
Mr. President.
Yes, Joe?
In that case.
Although I had asked people to say your name. So are you the president now?
I said, Mr. I was asking Mr. President. Thank you. Unfortunately.
are you wanting to speak on this motion?
I want to take away my second on it, because I think we should just go ahead and take care of it right now. But someone else could second it, of course, and then. But yeah, I just want to take away my second.
Okay. So we are actually back to the point then of having a motion on the floor to refer
and I'll
to
second.
Committee. Okay, we have a second by Sarah. Did you X out Joe's name and get Sarah's there in your notes, Steve?
Yes.
On your secretary hat side of your
Got
table.
It.
Okay. Andrea, who is our next hand up?
Christy,
are you speaking for or against this motion to refer to committee?
Against.
Okay.
And do you want me to say something now?
No, hold on a second. We'll come back to folks in a minute, but keep yourself unmuted because
yes, sir.
We will go back to there. Okay, who's our next hand? So far, I have two people speaking against. Do we have anybody speaking for?
Eric, you should be able to unmute.
I'm against.
Okay. Dirk is against the motion.
I'm also against it. This is Andrea on the panelist side.
Okay. Are you wanting, you're wanting to speak against it?
Yeah.
Mr. President, I just want to make sure that people know that this is just for the motion to refer and
right,
not to...
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't want
to... I tried to say that a couple of times.
Yeah, I agree.
So, okay. So, and did we have any other hands up, Andrea?
Yes, we have a... Wait a minute. We have a phone number, 415.
It's Margie.
Okay.
I feel like we're the Brady Bunch. Margie. Are you speaking for or against this motion,
Margie? I'm speaking against referral.
Okay, so we have... we have one, two, three... Well, five people speaking against. At this point, I'll ask, is there anybody speaking for this motion?
Shana has her hand raised.
Okay, Shana, are you speaking for? Yes, Margie?
I am on my way to theater, so I hope I can speak sooner than later. That's why I had to transfer to my son.
Yep. Well, as soon as we can get going, we will ask, since we have five people. I'm going to ask them to go quickly. But Shana, are you speaking for or against? Because at this point, I think I'm going to close the line of people speaking against, because we do have five. Are you speaking for or against this motion to refer to committee?
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble finding Shana. Just a second, please.
Did she put her hand back down?
Yeah, she did. Okay.
Okay. She put her hand down. Maybe she was against and decided to go down. Okay.
All right.
I will speak briefly. I'll be in the four group because nobody else is, so why not?
Jeff, hold on.
Okay. I'm just speaking for it.
I can speak for it as well, Gabe.
Sarah, four. Okay. Do I have anybody else speaking for the amendment for the motion to refer the amendment to committee? If you want to speak for it, go ahead and put your hand up now. Otherwise, we will start the debate.
Okay, Livy put her hand. All right, Livy put her hand down. So, okay.
Okay. No hands up. All right. Since we technically have a 20-minute debate period,
I will run a stopwatch this time, Mr. President. I neglected to do that last time. I apologize.
Thank you, sir.
Wait a minute, guys. Hold on, just a second. Sheila has her hand raised. I'm getting confused as to who is raising their hand for what, and I think other may be confused as well. So,
So at this point, only if you want to speak. And remember, the motion is to refer the amendment to committee, not necessarily to debate the amendment, but only if you want to speak for it at this point, please put your hands up. Okay?
I'm for it.
There you go, Sheila.
Okay, Sheila, you want to speak for the amendment or for the motion to refer?
Correct.
Okay.
But probably what I would say is going to be said by somebody else, so I don't. You can put me last if you want.
yes. Okay. Bob.
Well, I'm trying to. I thought she was lowering hands here. I'm sorry. I'm against. So you don't want me up there.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Okay. So I have five people for the motion, and we'll have. Three people against. So what I'll do is I'm going to go.
It's
the other way around.
The opposite.
Okay. Five people speaking against it. Three people for it. Sorry.
Gabe, I'm going to stop you for just a second. Frank has his hand raised and he should be unmuted now. Frank, go ahead.
Go ahead, Frank.
I'm speaking for the motion.
Okay. For the motion. Okay. So what we'll do then. is we will give a 2-minute limit on your time. I will do one person speaking against it and one person speaking for it, just because, well, we had the people speaking against it first pop up. So,
I'm in transit and it was hard to unmute, but I am willing to speak for, and I think we don't have equal numbers. So
you're right.
You can put me last as well. After okay. Sheila.
Well, I'm putting people in the order. I heard them come up. So you will be last simply because you were the last one we got. Okay. So we will, like I said, we'll do one person speaking against, one person speaking for. You have 2 minutes to speak, and Steve will tell you when you can speak. Or start speaking. So first up is Joshua. Steve, tell Josh when he can start speaking.
And I wanted to say that I'm still opposed to this, and the reason I'm opposed
Let me start the clock. Go ahead. You can start speaking.
Opposed to this motion is I cannot think of a way in which this particular bylaw change would be positive to the organization as a whole, and therefore I'm opposed to, I feel like it should be resolved now, because otherwise we're just going to cause problems for the organization, even if it's a year from now.
I think he's right.
No commentary on what people are saying, please. All right. Josh, is that all you were going to say?
I'll speak more if we actually come to talking about the content of the resolution, but I think that's all I'll say on this part of it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. On the fore side of this, next up we have Jeff. So go ahead, Jeff.
Okay,
and,
so
C will tell you when you can speak.
Yeah, I'll just start the clock when people start speaking, so go ahead, Jeff.
Sounds good.
All right, so I'll keep this brief, but If we either pass or fail the bylaw change as proposed, it's going to have a lot of consequences, some good, some bad, depends on what you think, but it's certainly going to be at a time when we need as much unity as we can. On the other hand, in the bylaws committee, there were discussions of looking at certain limited changes, maybe not as far as some of us might want to go, but certainly that might tend to really solve some of the most crucial issues in this area. And I think these discussions would be far more likely to be accepted by the general membership, and I think they deserve to be fleshed out. And I would hate to see something like this create really frayed feelings at a time when we really need to unify and move forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff. Next up is Christy.
I believe that referring this motion back to the bylaws committee, I'm not sure how much it's going to resolve. And so I would like to see the motion voted up or down. If the motion does not pass, then I would agree that the bylaws committee could work on something that might, as Jeff said, ruffle less feathers. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. next on, we're going to the fourth side of, referring. So next up is Sarah.
Thank you, Gabe. Am I good to go, Steve?
You are.
Awesome. Thank you, Steve. Well, I'm going to echo everything that Jeff said. I think if we were to vote this up or down, it could have some really big implications on the unity of our organization at this time. As a former bylaws chair, I will tell you that having only like 30-ish days to do the research and to, you know, look at ways that this can be, you know, solved or some compromise is not enough time to be able to do that. And so when it comes down to it, giving the bylaws committee ample time to, you know, look and see what other organizations have done and these types of things, will have the time to be able to see if this is something that should be a bylaw amendment in a different way, or if maybe it's policy change. You know, that's the thing, is there could be, you know, a lot of different ways that this could be looked at, because I think that the intent was, you know, worry of collusion. But I don't think any of us have time to do that anymore. So I don't know. I'm just worried about making sure that they all have their time.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah. And going back to the against side of our equation, Dirk, you are up next. And before you speak, Dirk, I'm hearing people that are unmuted that are, I'm hearing commentating and reaction to what people are saying. So if you're not speaking, if you could please stay muted and give the respect to the people that are speaking. Thank you. All right, go ahead, Dirk.
Against the amendment that just kicks the road down, kicks the can down the road. And this can is a good can that should be passed right now. That's my two bits. I don't think it's disunifying. I think the proper thing is unify by not having nepotism in our operation. That's all.
All right. Thank you, Dirk. And going back to the far side, we have Sheila. You're up.
I didn't mute, so I was afraid that if I muted, I would lose the button.
You're good.
So I am for the referral back because I don't like the actual amendment as it is written at the moment. And maybe something good can come out of the referral. Maybe it doesn't. But we can get more time to look at it and clean it up and polish it off. So I'd like to give it a chance to be its best self before I actually vote on it. And that's why I'm for the referral. I'm done.
All right. Thank you, Sheila. And then on the against side, we have Andrea. I'm going to assume that you're unmuted.
I'm not going to speak right now because I'm now after hearing if the amendment is going to be totally rewritten, then that's fine. I just am opposed to the amendment itself. So listening to what Sarah had to say, if this can be restructured somehow, that's fine. If they need time to do that, then I'll remove my opposition.
Okay. So then going back to the four side, we have Frank, you're up next, sir.
Thank you. I want to first thank the author of the amendment for raising this issue because it's an important one. Cronyism, nepotism, factions, and cliques are real threats to any organization, including ours. And so I'm glad that she raised the issue. But one thing we've learned through this process so far is that the issue is a little more complicated than first meets the eye. And so because of that, I think that concerns have been raised that are likely to prevent us from being able to resolve this issue today, because I think that in its current form, the amendment won't pass. However, I think that giving the committee a chance to really flesh out all of the implications and craft the amendment in such a way that those are addressed will strengthen the organization, unify the organization, and I think that taking the time to get it right is worth it.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I'll be against it.
Well, we have all of our speakers for and against, but thank you. Going back to, we have one more against and one more for. Margie, you are up next on the against side.
Ladies and gentlemen of the CCB, I'm speaking against referring to committee. The chair of our Constitution Bylaws Committee had this amendment concept last year. The committee chose to do nothing with it last year. We've had a year to work with me knowing it was going to come forward this year. I would much rather see our membership vote this up or vote it down. And if it is voted down, I'm happy to work with the committee to come up with an alternative. For all the reasons Frank mentioned, nepotism, et cetera, and I have served on many, 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 many boards in my life, professionally and within the organization, and I have never seen a board that had couples on the board or domestic partners. I want to clarify, domestic partner is anybody in an intimate relationship living together, not roommate. That question was asked of me 3 times this morning, and therefore I would ask that we move forward in voting on this amendment today. Thank you.
Thank you, Margie. And our final speaker before we go to a vote on this motion is going to be Regina.
Thank you. And I do want to preface my remarks by saying that this, what I'm going to say, I've considered very thoughtfully. And so I want to offer these remarks thoughtfully. And I have observed boards in smaller organizations like ours where there are indeed couples serving. And one of the reasons for that is it is not easy for people to devote the time and sometimes resources to serving on board. Their jobs may not be structured to allow them to do so, or they may have other reasons not to. So I think considering all the implications of this, and I think we have to guard against nepotism with the understanding that we're in 2024, and just simply making a simple fix like against couples that are married or in a domestic partnership won't address the complicated relationships that exist today, because it's a thinking that was a long time ago. Also, remember, women didn't often serve on any board, and they didn't often even have equal rights under the law. And so when in 1934, when this was formed, that was the case in a lot of reasons. And then also people of color did not have as many rights as they do today. And I do want to ask that we refer this back to committee if it wasn't addressed before. I'm new on the committee, and I make a promise it will be addressed, because I will keep greasing that wheel and making sure it squeaks and making sure, I mean, ungreasing the wheel and making sure it squeaks and we get to this. I'm committed to that because there are ways to guard against nepotism. I think this could be very divisive. I want to remind people that in 2025, the only African-American male elected to the board will actually not be able to serve. Thank you.
All right. Thank you to all our speakers. I'm guessing we're probably going to be going to a full vote on this, but Sarah, correct me if I'm wrong, or Steve, somebody can help me here. I believe what we're probably going to do here is just take the against votes first, since that's what we've been doing. And then, assuming that we have more than 10 people vote against it, then we'll go to people voting for it.
Mr. President, point of order here. Can I really vote? I'm just in the peanut gallery, not the part of the resolution committee and not an officer of the corporation.
This is a membership vote, Dirk, so all members are voting here.
And how do we vote on the panelist side? Ever since we won't. Andrea's not looking at that.
Let's see here. I guess we'll have to try to look on the panel side and see.
Yeah, it's possible to count raise. You can count raised hands on both sides.
Andrea said she wasn't looking at raised hands, so that's why.
She's just been looking for speakers. So, okay. So, good question though. But if you are against the motion to refer this to committee, please raise your hand now, whether you're on the panelist side or
Gabe, please, we've got some hands raised right now, so can we lower all hands first, please?
Yep, because we're done with speakers, we're going to a vote. Okay, do we have all hands lowered?
Oh, wait, somebody just raised their hand again, so please. We're good.
We're good? Okay, so on either the participant side or the panelist side, if you are opposed to the motion to refer to committee, raise your hands now, and Andrea and Steve will help us look and see.
Got four. We have 13, 14.
Yeah, we've got 15 total.
Yeah, 15 hands.
15? Okay.
Yes.
Counting both the participant and panelist sides. Okay. Give it a few more seconds just to make sure that we stay steady at 15.
Yeah, 15. It's holding steady.
15 holding steady. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have 15 against.
I'm actually showing the attendee side declining in hands raised.
Lowering hands now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, people are just lowering their hands.
Okay, just want to make sure. Hands.
Yeah.
Okay, but we'll count 15 as our high mark. So, Andrea, Steve, and Lisa, if you can help tell us when we are hands clear.
Hang on a second. Let me see if I can get that one again.
I got it. I got it. I found it this time. Thank you.
And I want to say thank you to Andrea, Steve, and Lisa for the last, it seems like whenever I've been kind of presiding over anything here that you guys have been our hand-raising, lowering, monitoring committee. So
I just want to ask people again, please don't lower your own hands because it really, and then hands, you lower them and they go back up again and it really makes it confusing.
Or Andrea will hit a button to lower a hand as you're hitting a button thinking that you lower your hand is going back up.
And it
up,
goes back up because it's a toggle. Yep. So we'll do it. Don't worry about
it.
Okay. And we've got one hand raised again, so one of us can hit that button.
Let's go ahead and lower that hand.
Just a minute.
We're not taking discussion right now. We're just doing...
Okay, all hands voting. Lowered.
All hands lowered. Okay. Now that all hands are lowered, if you are, and this is the first time I've gotten to say this weekend, if you're in favor of this motion to refer to committee, then refer it back to the bylaws committee, then please go ahead and raise your hand now.
11.
Again, if you're in favor of the motion to refer it to committee.
Yeah, we have 20 now, so we've got 20. More.
Okay.
23, 24. Yeah, we've got way more for referring it back to committee.
Okay. Well, let's give it a second to see kind of what we get for our number. Just
holding steady.
At 24?
Yep, 25.
Okay, 25.
Yep, yeah. 25, so that's
4. Okay, holding steady there?
Yep.
All right. So on an official hand vote, we will declare the motion passes to refer to committee on a vote of 25-15. So thank you, folks. The bylaws committee will work on this over the next year and bring it back to committee. So, Mr. Chair, you guys have some work to do now, not just waiting until next March or so. You have some work to get together and do.
You got that right. And I will say, just for the record, Mr. President, that the copy of the resolution was sent to me by Jeff. I was trying to find the email to find the date, but it's, you know, the concept has been discussed for over a year, but the actual resolution was submitted over a month ago. So,
yeah,
so we will.
Yeah, because I don't think the official bylaw was submitted until about 3 days before the deadline or something.
So, right, something like that.
Yeah. So yeah. So you know, having a concept out there is one thing. Having an actual written form for the committee to be able to discuss is something a little bit different. So anyway, it has been referred back to committee, and we'll.
Dave, Margie has her hand up. Do you want to let her speak?
Sure, since she's on.
Okay, Margie, go ahead.
Okay, Margie.
Just arriving at theater. I want to thank everyone. I believe in democracy, and I look forward to working with the bylaws committee on a resolution to this. Thank you very much, everyone. Now I'm going to go enjoy theater.
All right.
Thank you, Margie. Enjoy the theater.
All right. So, with that, Mr. Chair, you have any other remarks before we go on?
No, I think that'll do it, Mr. President. Thank you.
All right.
Steve, I was wondering if you want to acknowledge your committee.
Oh, boy, now you're making me, I don't have a list in front of me. I'm as bad as Jeff. I don't have a list in front of me, but, gosh, who do we have? Sarah, Gabe, Jeff,
Is Dave on there?
David Jackson, Frank Welty.
And Stephen Mendelson.
And Stephen, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Your memory is much better than mine, but
I don't know why. I guess my anti-nausea medicine is making my brain work better. I don't know.
I want some of it.
Yeah. Where do I sign up?
Where do I sign up?
It's either that or the Wellbutrin. I don't know.
Well, either way, where do I sign up? I need some. All right. So, thank you to Steve and the committee for your work on that, and for Margie and Jeff for giving the committee some work to do over the next year. So.